This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set?
Yeah.
Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're in class with us today. 2 hours. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to your instructors on the website. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up. It's delayed. It's not the one you're used to. Here's a different number. 701-719-0914. 701-719-0914. Marty Barrett's with us. Marty Barrett is an educator. She has been teaching, instructing students for over two decades at the college level. And we're going to be talking about what I call the crisis in education. Welcome, Marty Barrett.
Hey, thanks. Glad to be here.
Yeah, Marty teaches the hard sciences. She teaches biology at the college level. And, Marty, you prepare nurses for their lifelong journey, correct?
Before they get in the nursing program, they got to get through me. And so I figure I'm protecting all of us every day.
And thank you. And thank you for doing that. So, Marty, let's start with this. There's a Fox News article, Fox 45, looks like Fox 45, Fox Baltimore, okay, .com. And it says, an alarming discovery coming out of the city schools. Project Baltimore analyzed 2017 state testing data and found that one-third of high schools in Baltimore last year had zero, let me say it a different way, none. No students proficient in math. Not one.
Wow.
Not one student, yeah, in a third of the high schools in Baltimore. They couldn't find one student who was proficient in math. Let me just add to that some other information that I've learned, and that is the Baltimore School District has, I believe, the highest administrative cost in the country. So it costs more to run the administration of the Baltimore public school system than any place else in the country. That's what I remember reading.
With those results.
Now, yeah. Yeah. And so how does that square with what we've heard, you know, teachers who are on strike saying, you know what, more money. That the problem is we need more money. The schools need more money. We don't have enough money to educate our children. However, we were able to educate children in the 1960s, the 1950s, 70s, with way, way less funding than we have today.
Uh-huh.
So does that, okay, am I saying anything that's foreign to you? Do you believe that that's true, that we have students who are not proficient in math?
Oh, definitely. And I see students in college-level courses that if you were to try to remediate them, you'd have to go back to the third grade. They're on that level.
Literally?
And somehow they got pushed along all through school. So when they get to the college level, they're eager, they're hardworking, but how are you going to catch up that much material?
Yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah.
And also in my children's school, they have a course. If you don't take the statewide exam and pass it, then they put you in a special course, which is like preparation for the test. It doesn't make you any smarter. It just makes you able to pass that test.
Okay. Marty, I remember when I was consulting for several school districts in the Commonwealth of Virginia that some teachers were being accused of teaching to the test, meaning students, if you were asked this question, what would the answer be? Well, the answer would be, here's the answer. That's called teaching to the test. And that was because the statewide tests were designed to make sure that education was uniform. And the teachers were threatened with, if you don't have whatever percentage of your students passing this test, you will probably be fired as a teacher. Because it's the teacher's fault for not being able to train the students to regurgitate the material that the teacher presents. That's the problem. And so we've taken out of our, we've removed from the teachers the ability to add information, subtract information from what they teach. Is that correct?
In some places, yes. And in high school, I had to take a statewide exam after each course I took in high school. And if you got less than, I guess it was 70, even if you got A's all year long in class, you failed that course and had to take that all over again. And I think that it did one thing, though. It made me a better test taker because I was used to taking tests after every course. Now I see students that get so excited and nervous about taking a test that they're incapable of passing.
Are you saying because of the mental state, they are so agitated? They're so anxious?
I had a student once who said, I can't sit down and take a test. I have to be at a desk and circle around the desk and just pace up and down the room while I take the test because I'm that agitated. And I put a desk off to the side for her and let her run around whatever she wanted to do. And she passed the test.
I'm thinking, Marty, how would that work in the workplace? Okay.
Not well.
We're talking about, all right. So if this person were to become a nurse and the nurse were taking orders from the doctor, would that nurse say, "I, you know what? I feel kind of stressed.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to circle the bed, or I'm going to have to circle you, doctor, while you stand there because I can't do it staying still." Is that the kind of thing we're talking about, literally?
Probably. And even worse than that, I have a lot of students that have accommodations where they get three times the extra time to take a test. Well, that's fine, except for what if your patient is in cardiac arrest and you have to take three times as long to decide what to do about it? That's not a good situation. So I would think that people with accommodations to get extra time would not make a good healthcare professional.
I was having lunch at one of my friend's house. He happens to be a medical professional, a doctor. And he said, I remember him saying to me years ago, Vinny, what do you call the guy at the bottom of the class in medical school? What do you call that guy who tests last? He actually does worse than everybody else. He's the bottom. What do you call him? And the answer is doctor.
Or yeah, Dr.
If he's in that graduating class, he's still a doctor. So that's the guy you don't want, right? Okay, so we're talking about test taking. And you and I were on the phone yesterday chatting. And class, Marty and I have been friends for a very long time, since the early 70s. And we've stayed in touch all these years. And we get a chance to chat and compare notes. And, you know, even though we're over a thousand miles apart, you know, our families have still stayed in touch. Marty, you were telling me on the phone about a student that you had who complained about the kind of test that you...
Right. I had a student who said she couldn't pass my test because I had some fill-ins and some essays. And she said she's not used to any test where you have to put in words. She was only used to tests where you'd have to fill in a little block on a Scantron, where all the choices are given to you and you pick the correct choice. Nothing where she had to think of the words involved. Hello? Hello?
Okay, are we back? Okay. Okay, are we back? Okay, you need her number? Okay, there she is. Yeah, great. Great. Okay, so we're talking about the crisis in education. And by the way, I'm sorry that we lost the connection. And that's the kind of thing that's happening more and more often. So, Patrick, do we have Marty back? Okay, hey, Marty, I'm glad you're back. I got disconnected as well.
Oh, okay. I was talking away to you.
Okay, so we were talking about...
I want you not to answer. I was explaining about the student that failed my test, and she said it was my problem because she'd never taken a test before where you had to put in any words. I have some fill-in answers and some essays on my exams, and the only exams she'd taken in college so far were all multiple choice, fill in a little block on the Scantron sheet. And that's what she thought college was all about. Well, I told her there's no word bank, there's no multiple choice in life. You kind of have to come up with the answers, and she was floored. But that's what life is all about.
And okay, and did you explain to her what it would be like? Is the patient having problem A, problem B, problem C, kind of turning blue? what do you think we should do here? Which one is it?
Get out her textbook
because the treatment is going
to
depend. Yeah. Do we cut off the arm, the leg? Is it a heart attack? What actually is it? Wow. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure.
sure, Mrs. Anderson? Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Talking with Marty Barrett about education today, the public school education, specifically college and the hard sciences. Patrick, by the way, Patrick's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Patrick, if I get disconnected, I'm going to call you up on the landline right away. So we'll just keep going. It'll take me about 15 seconds to reconnect. So I just want to let you know we're having trouble with our communications connection today. So, Marty, we're talking about test taking, and it sounds like the students who are almost grown are having trouble. Are you finding that they are melting down before tests? Are they? Do they literally need hand holding for exams?
Some do. Yes. It seems like they're not really used to exams that count. That they always say, you know, I'd like to retake that test. Well, in the hard sciences, you really can't allow retakes. But they're used to getting out of every situation. There's always an out.
Yeah. So, let me ask Patrick, yeah, our engineer, a question. Patrick, I'm not so comfortable with today's broadcast. You know, it's been kind of choppy. Can we redo it?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Right now.
But don't worry about it. Like, it's fine.
It's a do-over.
So, you know, I think we could do better. You know, maybe I should take some meds. Maybe
you should.
And you know, I could use several tries. You know, do over until, you know, like monkeys typing Shakespeare. Eventually, they'll get it. They'll stumble upon something correct.
Marty, do you ever deal? Do you ever talk to the parents of some of these students? Do they come in, you know, with their hands on their hips saying, you know, I'm outraged at what you're doing, Marty Barrett. You're expecting my child to do X, Y, and Z. And, you know, that's really too much. Have you ever experienced that?
Rarely, because most of my students are beyond the age at which I'm allowed to talk to the parents, over 18. But I did have one time. Apparently, she found out what type of car I drove. I pulled in the parking lot, and this woman was right at my door, my car, and she said, today's the final exam. My son has to pass. That he got into some college to transfer, and if he doesn't pass this course, he doesn't get in. And I just said, well, that's up to him, not to me. And she wouldn't leave me alone. She followed me all the way into the classroom. And, I mean, and her son was this big 6-foot glump, you know, that I think he was old enough to take care of himself, but got mommy on the scene. And it turned out he actually pulled it out himself. He passed the exam.
Oh, great. And that's what we'd like. I had a similar experience, not exactly bit by bit the same, but I had the person who was very, very well known in the county. Everybody knew this guy because he had a business that everybody used. He was in the financial sector, and he was the president of this group. And so everybody, you know, had a car loan in the area. Everybody who had an account had one with this particular organization. And I had a meeting because his child wasn't doing as well as he would have liked. And no one really said, Vinny, can you do better? I mean, can you alter this, you know, this number to make it look better? Nobody said that. But I think that might have been the intent.
Because
the next thing that happened, is that student withdrew from my class. Because I think, although it was never said, can we, you know, make a lower grade higher? And although it was never said, you're out of your mind, I'm not doing it. I think we arrived at a point where Vinny wasn't going to budge, and the student withdrew. Now, the student was very nice, very, you know, a sweet person, but was no longer in the class. So I've seen just a hint of what you're talking about, and I've also seen the pass along. I had a student who was just not paying attention. I would present what I thought was great education, you know, on I'd work over the weekend and present some material on Monday morning, and this one student would just have his hoodie covering his face, his head, he'd put his head down and blame me for picking on him when it was his turn to answer the question as we went around the the table, you know, a large table for a small student teaching environment. But it was my fault because I was picking on him because of his particular race, so he said. And so I have a feeling that students get
paid. Not attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors years for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Marty Barrett with us. Marty, I was thinking about study hall proctors. You know, a person who would sit at a study hall and his or her job would be just to maintain order, to prevent chaos from erupting in the classroom and tell the students, okay, I don't know anything about this subject, but your instructor said read these pages, do this worksheet, and try to stay in your seats. And that's what I remember as, you know, study hall proctors doing, or teachers that would fill in for other teachers, or lay people that would fill in for teachers. Are we headed toward that kind of a thing in education where instead of that we would have computers taking over, computer screens taking over the education of our students, but yet we would have a person sitting there just trying to prevent chaos from erupting in that classroom setting with no teacher except an adult trying to maintain order and the students studying what they learn on screens? Is that happening?
Well, it's even worse than that. It's they're in their house doing this with no proctor. So it becomes kind of a contest as far as who could Google the answer quicker or look through their textbook quicker to get the answers for the exam. They're not proctored at all.
Are you saying...
So you can have students that, are the fastest Googlers and they're getting ahead.
Marty, from your perspective, removing the live person, the teacher, from the classroom and replacing the classroom and the teacher and the peers from the, I don't even know if we can call it a learning environment, and moving that to a person's home.
I can see how that has to take place in some instances if somebody can't get to school. It serves a purpose there, but if you can get to school, it seems like it's the interactions you get there and the examples of the principles you're learning are better explained in person with a live person that can also shift the focus where somebody says, oh, is that like when this happens? Yeah, and then you can go into something else instead of a canned thing that only has to go in a certain order, can't deviate at all.
Mm-hmm. And so by not having the peers in the classroom, meaning your fellow classmates, do you think that's detrimental to the educational process because of the... Okay. You were telling me off air something that dovetails very, very well with this, and that was a particular industry that has a mandatory coffee break hour.
Right.
Or break time. Tell us about that and how that relates to the education and what we are removing from education by having students sit at computer screens.
Well, this was at a pharmaceutical company that I looked at, and I was taking a tour, and at 10 o'clock in the morning, everybody has to take a mandatory coffee break, all in the same place. And they've kind of arranged this place so there's whiteboards and blackboards around the room. And what they're hoping to do is these people that are working on a project who are kind of maybe have a little bit of tunnel vision at their own project and just can't get over some kind of obstacle. Maybe when I talk to you about my obstacle, you've got a suggestion. So if you talk about work a little bit during this coffee hour, you could maybe overcome some things that are really sticklers in the development of a new drug or something. And I think it's brilliant. Mm-hmm. People that might never meet each other can get input from other areas.
Marty, when I was working as a designer at one of the banks, we had a lunch hour. And what would happen is a lot of the guys would sit at the same table, lunch after lunch after lunch, and a lot of the gals would sit at the same table. And literally what happened is exactly what you're talking about. We would use that time. Yeah, we talk about, personal things, like what we're doing, for the weekend, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of what we talked about was solving the problems that we had at the company, meaning, design problems, how will that interact with this other department? And we might even go over to the other tables where, some of our fellow workers who we didn't see very often, but whatever we were doing would impact their department, we'd go and join them and we would solve problems together. And it was on our time, because it was our lunch hour. However, we used it effectively, but nobody said, you will do this. However, they provided the opportunity where we all went to lunch together. So it was unwritten, but we did that back in the 1980s, the early 1980s, and it was a fabulous, fabulous benefit to everybody because we made our company more competitive, we made better services for our customers, and we enjoyed it more. It was like a triple win.
Yep.
But what,
and such
what
a
you're
simple
talking,
thing.
Yeah, but what you're talking about is removing that concept from the classroom.
Right.
What do you think the reason is? Why? Well, let me ask you this. At your institution of higher learning, are the top brass interested in more teachers, more computer screens, fewer computer screens, more personal interaction, less personal interaction? Where do you see the trend going?
Well, already full-timers are a dying breed. I think at my institution we're maybe 15% of the classes are taught by full-timers. The rest are adjuncts. And the adjuncts, in many cases, bring interesting things to the classroom because they have real-life experience. So I don't mean to make it sound like all adjuncts are horrible. But I have one particular adjunct that said, I was told this course kind of runs itself online. And now I have to do all this work. Why am I having to do work on this?
You're kidding.
And it just amazed me that would be the attitude. That it's a, you know, if you're teaching an online course, you have to like plug it in and let it go, and that's it.
Marty, when you first started teaching, how many hours a week were you in the actual classroom?
On the college level?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 20.
So you're in front of the students for 20 hours a week, which would be half of a typical 40-hour work week, you know, for someone in industry, for example. All right. What was the rest of that time? Did you prepare for those classes? And if so, how much? Okay.
And
how
I'd
much
say
time
the first
did you?
Time you teach a class, it takes at least 3 hours per hour of lecture to prepare it, even the first time. Mm-hmm. And then it evolves over time where you realize I should change this around a little bit, or I read something interesting and it applies here. So, you know, it's always evolving, but the first time you probably make 10 cents an hour in your job because you're busy writing and rewriting and making exams and redoing exams, and it's time-consuming. It's not a 40-hour-a-week job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I understand that. I understand that very well. I was a teacher, and doing what I do now behind the microphone, you know, Mrs. Finelli, if someone asks her, what do? She says, he talks. but before I talk, I spend hours and hours reading, and
right.
I have notebooks, stacks of notebooks, several feet high, of all the notes that I've taken for broadcasts that I've done, including I've got one right in front of me right now about this broadcast. So what you're saying,
you make it look too easy. That's the problem.
Well, I guess we're supposed to make it look easy. But so are you saying that the full-time teachers, Marty, are, as a dying breed, are they jumping ship, or are they getting fired, or are they retiring? What's causing there to be only 15% when it used to be darn close to 100% full-time teaching?
As they retire or quit or whatever, they're replaced with adjuncts.
Because
benefits or anything. And for a while, the adjuncts were given, you know, several classes, but then a bunch of adjuncts got together and decided they wanted to start a union.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they kind of shot themselves in the foot because now adjuncts are only allowed at my institution to teach two classes, maybe three if there's a real emergency.
Mm-hmm.
But they used to give them more, you know, whatever they needed kind of, but now since they made a stink about being, you know, well, how come they don't get benefits and everything, now they're only allowed usually a maximum of two classes. So we just have tons of adjuncts, and you have to keep weeding out the ones that aren't working out. But every ones that don't work out, how many students are they impacting that got a bad grade on that, a bad education in that course?
You know, I was talking with our son. We were in the truck one day recently. He decided that he wanted to attend the public training camp for high school. He'd never been to school. He was homeschooled.
Mm.
And so we're talking about farming, and you know, just the two of us in the truck. And I said to him, didn't you take biology? Because he didn't know the answer to a question they were talking about. He said, yeah, Dad. But my biology teacher was He was an English teacher.
Oh.
And he said that his teacher told him that he was learning it with the students. So the teacher would read the book and then regurgitate the book in class, and you could ask him some questions. Most questions he couldn't answer because he didn't know, because he wasn't trained in the subject he was teaching. Now, do you see that as well?
On occasion, but not usually. Usually somebody, they require a master's in the subject you're teaching. Mm-hmm. So usually, hopefully you would know something, but I've seen some. I was asked to go in with one instructor one time when it wasn't working out to team teach with him. Mm-hmm. And it was disturbing because he would say stuff that he didn't really understand. Somebody would ask a question, and he would just kind of stand there squirming. And it was awful. So in some cases, they don't know enough about what they're teaching.
Wow. Wow. And we're paying for this. We're actually paying for this. And whose fault is that? I'm going to have to blame the administration. I'm going to have to blame the administration for putting the wrong person in the classroom, because it rises to that level. And what do you do in a case like that? Well, you fire the administration. We'll be right back.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago. And since that time, I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN. GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So, Marty, you were telling the story about your first job, and you... Oh, okay, we're going... Okay. All right, here we go. We're going to take our call.
Okay.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
Okay. We're live. Marty Barrett's with us, and she's a college instructor for over 20 years. And we've got a call from Mike in Kansas City. Welcome, Mike. Let's see.
And I was actually calling for James McKinney, but maybe you can field this question also. And it has to do with the topic of catastrophism.
Well, I'll tell you what. We are talking about a catastrophe, but in education. It's a catastrophe in education. So you probably want to talk to Professor McKinney directly when he's live. Okay?
Because I learned about catastrophism at a university, an educational facility.
Okay, so what is your question, Mike?
The thing is, rapid earth changes. There's a discipline in science called catastrophism. And it deals with rapid Earth changes, and it could happen with a planet X-like body.
Okay.
Or
Mike,
it could even happen with Mars having a different orbit at one time.
Mike, hold that thought. Hold that thought. I suggest you call Professor McKinney when he's on the air and ask him that question directly. It's off topic for us. We're talking about the educational system here in the United States in college. But thanks for your call.
McKinney is on the air.
Yeah, there he goes. Okay, hey, Morty. So discipline issues. Tell me about discipline issues. What is it like in the classroom today?
Some students that don't have any control in their own life try to decide they're going to take over your role. And they
seriously,
they ask questions like, is this class over now? Or you say, you know, you state a fact, and they say, oh, I always heard it was this. And even if it's at the very end of the class and they say, isn't the class over now? I would say, no, you know, you get your money's worth till the very last minute. Even if it was time to go, they're not in charge of when we go. I'm not going to give them that power. Mm-hmm. So if they're fussing around with their keys and slamming their notebook and letting me know that they want to go, I might just go a little bit longer just to let them know that I'm in charge of when it ends, not them.
What are
and
the
I
other
see all kinds of cheating, too.
What do the other students think about class disruption? Do they realize that there's a cost associated with them sitting in that class, and it's astronomical? Do they understand that they're paying for this by the second to hear you dispense your wisdom, your experience, and training? Do they understand that this is what it's all about?
Yeah, sometimes I had a guy this semester who kind of talked a lot about his own experiences, and some students would roll their eyes and sigh and give us both the clue that I should cut them short a little bit.
Okay. I was giving a speech or a presentation at a convention, and I had a heckler.
Oh.
And, and it was kind of fun. The heckler was, it was so crowded that people, every seat was filled, there was standing room only, and the heckler, they seemed to get some seats right parallel to me, almost on stage, okay? And so my heckler was to my left. And so what I did was I addressed him. He kept saying that everything I was saying was wrong at one point in time. And I addressed him and I said to the group, to the attendees, how many of you'd like to hear this man talk? And they said no. And then I looked at this guy and I said, you know what, sir, I don't think I can guarantee your safety. I think...
You're looking out for him. That's nice.
I'm just looking out for him. And so I asked him to leave quietly while he could still get out safely because the group was getting annoyed with him.
Uh-huh.
That was how I handled that. But it was a great experience for me to experience that challenge of being heckled. I happened to be talking about the moon landing. But so the students are not as disciplined as maybe we were when we were in class. Is that true?
Oh, definitely not. Definitely not. But they're not usually unruly. I tried the first time say something like, come on, you guys, just keep it down. Mm-hmm. Not pointing them out. But if it gets more and more, I make a deal about it because that makes it so somebody else can't hear and kind of disrupts my thought processes sometimes if I see a lot of talking going on.
Yeah. Marty, hey, thanks so much for being with us. Merry Christmas.
Same to you and your family.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.